Welcome everybody. It's 2:30 at the 21st of May. So in view of the latest situation, this meeting is not open to the public in order to reduce the risk of crowds gathering. But I hope we are online, Chairman. The Chairman will make sure that we are online and available for the public to enjoy our meeting. Members, media advised to bring your own masks and water. I made my own coffee and my own water. Before entering the venue, all of you need to be checked for body temperature. I hope you all did. And with the assistance of the staff and are required to complete the health declaration, which I assume everybody did. I'd like to welcome the following members of government. Vincent Wong, Senior Town Planner. Vincent, welcome, as usual. Elaine Kwon, Lands Department. Thank you, Elaine. Jimmy Ling of the CDB. TDD, yeah? Hi. Welcome, as always. And Ms. Lo Kit Chung of the Housing Department. Hi, how are you? Welcome. Please, everybody, you will be allotted 2 times 3 minutes to speak on each agenda item. I hope to finish this meeting by 6:10. So in view of the late situation, crowd gathering should be avoided. We'll do cleaning at some stage, so we'll take a break. So please speak concisely. But as usual, I will be flexible if we need to ask specific questions and drill on an issue. And if you have to leave early, please let the secretary know so we don't run out of quorum. Separately, item 5 on the agenda is the progress report. And what I during this meeting, I would invite all of you to have a close look at the progress report and see whether there are items missing. Over the years, we have discussed many items. Right now, the progress report shows kind of the hot items. But there might be items in your district or your constituency that you'd like to see monitored on the progress report. So when we hit that item, I will go around the room and try to see if you have any items that should be there that are currently not there. So you have the meeting to think about it and look at the progress report and think of development projects, open pieces of land, issues in your district. I know Michael is very concerned about his market development in Stanley. So there might be issues in your district which should actually be dealt with on our progress report. And then we have those standing items. Then every meeting that we meet, we can see what the progress is on those items. So that is my introduction for today. I'd like to go to agenda item number 1, which is the construction of a vehicular access connecting Pok Fulam Road and the staff quarters in Pok Fulam by the dairy farm company. I think the item was raised. Andrew, you raised the item. The details are in Annex 1 to the paper. And maybe I can ask Andrew to give us an introduction and see what the issue is.
So, thank you, Chairman. So, 这个议题其实就较早之前已经入了下来了。那就简单讲一点啦，那就2020年的3月啦，就高等法院原讼法庭就裁定这个地政总署就违反这个批地条款的，那下令地政总署就要需批核牛奶公司兴建一条通道，就连接这个博富林道员工的宿舍作为日后维修或建筑车辆进出宿舍之用。那现在的情况就是基本上都没什么，就不会有车去到宿舍的，所以其实个宿舍来讲呢，严格来讲就荒废了的。咁簡單啲講咧，如果政府唔上訴咧，或者冇一啲其他嘅替代方案咧，咁就意味著咧，就會有一條馬路或者天橋或者 whatever 嘅路啦，就好似一把尖刀咁樣插咗入呢個薄扶林村嘅心臟。無論你點起都好，唔多唔少都要拆咁啲屋噶啦。所以就係好似一把尖刀插咗入薄扶林村嘅心臟，就會影響到呢個鄉村嘅完整生命。咁當然嚟村民建立好辛苦建立嘅菜園地，將會毀於一旦。部分嘅村户將會被迫遷走。又或者之後更甚，就會有一連串的發展的計劃，建一條通道，或者它會發展埋呢個低密度的住宅，一條古村就會慢慢地消失。這個裁決是會影響非常深遠，如果處理得不好，其實是有可能會令到，有可能會引起一大波的社會衝突，所以希望當局正視這個問題。那有些村民都跟我說過了，其實現在的情況就是很多村民對條村是非常有歸屬感的。咁而家條村大概有3000人啦，咁就基本上有400户啦。好多人都係 阿爺嗰代就已經住喺呢條村㗎啦。佢每個單位其實都非常之大，可能有兩層再加天台咁樣，就三代人，阿爺同我孫加埋佢哋中間嗰代一齊住喺度。佢哋有一個好強嘅歸屬感，基本上佢哋自給自足，就有啲過一種農民嘅生活。咁就自己種啲嘢，就自己喺度生活。咁其實係非常之相處得非常之開心，而佢哋亦都係對條村係好有歸屬感嘅。咁所以佢哋就會搞好多活動，希望多啲人去關注佢條村。咁較為出名嘅活動就可能係呢、這個每個月有兩團嘅薄扶林村嘅文化導賞團，或者大家都好熟悉嘅中秋舞火龍。希望大家人係更加關心呢條村，希望覺得呢條村係可以弘揚出四海嘅。呢、這個就係而家嘅情況，就好多市民就或者好多嘅村民就表示非常之不捨嘅。咁如果要真係翹起條路，咁就會摧毀好多家庭，會破壞咗一段歷史嘅文化。咁好簡單咁交代少少歷史啦。咁其實有啲歷史學家或者文化遺產專家就會將薄扶林村視為香港島唯一嘅傳統鄉村。嗱，咁我就都唔係話好用好多時間去睇啲文件。咁我就揾到嘅資料就係、是、根據1872年嘅人口統計，薄扶林村已經住咗300多人㗎啦。咁其實基本上係一條好成熟嘅鄉村。咁另一個主角就即係牛奶公司咧，就喺1886年就選擇咗喺薄扶林呢片山明水秀嘅地方成立牧場，喺香港開張。咁而家就當然有好多超級市場同埋藥房。咁當年即係19世紀，因為需要大量嘅勞工，就會令到薄扶林村壯大，令到咁薄扶林村就會提供咗好多嘅人手。喺呢個共生嘅關係，就成為咗香港最早嘅獨特嘅畜農為基礎嘅社區。而家呢一個案件咧，其實就係、是。有啲業權有啲嘢其實唔係好清晰嘅。咁根據呢個1966年嘅立法局嘅會議記錄咧，呢、這個土地咧就本來屬於呢個私人土地嚟嘅，但係因為日本佔據時期咧就遺失咗好多土地嘅註冊資料。咁1966年政府重新做一次測量及登記，但係因為呢啲手續非常之複雜，好多村民就唔知點搞，私人土地唔知點解變咗成為呢個政府土地，所以而家就會引起呢個問題。後來在這個地段規劃了一條馬路，接駁在山上的牛奶公司宿舍。好了，那為什麼現在要這麼早去講這個議題呢？其實在附件2也答了了，也都知道下都問過規劃署、地政署究竟你們想怎樣。其實個答覆都非常清楚，就是說地政總署就正研究這個判詞並諮詢法律意見，以決定進一步行動的。其實就是基本上就是暫時來說就什麼都不知道啦。咁其實要可能就要拆一啲村或者要起條路，其實都可能講緊10年以上嘅時間。當年呢個話要起高鐵要拆菜園村，我未出世嗰陣已經講緊㗎啦，去到真係拆嗰陣都2010年啦，咁可能要搞好耐。但係點解而家咁早啲村民就關注呢？嗱，有一個好現實嘅情況，部分嘅薄扶林村嘅木屋就日久失修啦，咁受到呢啲白蟻嘅問題，咁究竟而家佢裝唔裝修好呢？白蟻就咬緊佢屋企啦，啲地板開始虛啦。屋企都有老人家啦，咁做唔做裝修工程好呢？如果做一個裝修工程，可能花費30-40萬，但係如果你同我講話2年後條村就要拆嘅啦，咁呢30-40萬梗係唔俾啦。但係如果你話10年後先拆嘅，或者甚至係唔拆嘅，咁就另一個故事咯。所以我哋都係好心急，想知道政府個規劃會究竟係點。如果拆嘅係拆邊度，幾時拆？咁希望係有一個好少少嘅答覆嘅。咁I want to speak for 30 seconds more。咁有啲居民咧，亦都會想，其實可能係有得拆嘅，其實都唔係一個問題，可能會想收錢賠償走嘅喎。所以我哋係好清楚，我哋係有需要去了解村民究竟點樣諗。有啲人會覺得，反正木屋啦，一打風水陣就會好大鑊。咁不如如果賠錢賠償得好嘅，咁不如走啦。咁亦都會有呢啲咁嘅意見嘅。咁所以就希望署方可以話俾我哋聽，究竟其實呢條村嘅規劃將會係點咧？咁地政署或者規劃署究竟個 planning 究竟係點呢？亦都有一個好直接嘅問題，其實政府嘅方面係有冇上訴嘅呢？咁希望陣間可以得到呢啲答案。So thank you, Chairman.
All right, thanks, Andrew, for expressing that concern. I will try to put the map here of the area so that people have a chance to see it. But I'm still experimenting with my own computer, so let's get.Ask the government representatives whether they have anything to add at this stage. The planning department. Yeah, please go.
系，多谢主席。我哋规划署嘅回应就喺文件入边啦。咁我再冇特别补充。多谢主席。
All right, that's very brief, Vincent. If I can see if the lands department has any comments to make.
主席，其實基本上我哋嗰個回應咧都喺文件嗰度表達咗啦。咁目前咧，其實我哋都未收到咧，即係對方牛奶公司咧入嚟話有任何嘅建議書，或者係佢哋想嗰條路係點樣樣。咁所以咧，我哋而家暫時喺呢個階段咧就冇其他補充。唔該曬。
All right, CDD, any particular comments here?
多謝主席。咁本署嗰個回應都係喺附件二度嘅，咁都係話會睇翻牛奶公司就嗰個擬議行車通道提交文件嘅設計資料啦。咁如果本署係會就本署相關嘅職責方面咧，就會提供意見嘅。多謝主席。
All right, any of the members who like to speak to this item?Andrew, please.
Just a very quick question. 咁其實你嘅回應都喺附件二都寫得好清楚嘅，我哋都知道。咁亦都唔係第一次睇附件二嗰類嘅答覆。咁因為的確牛奶公司都冇俾到任何資料，你的確係好難答。但係我哋想問一個好簡單嘅問題啫。咁唔知答唔答得嘅？咁究竟其實政府有冇上訴嘅咧？咁呢個問題可唔可以了解一下 ？Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Les Barpin, you like to?
因為呢個案件其實咧，即係係一個即係court case 啦，即係都司法程序。我諗我哋喺呢一方面咧，我哋都冇嘢再補充。咁如果即係到時有相關即係可以公告到嘅時候，我相信大家都會即係喺即係官方嘅渠道可以睇得到。咁所以而家我哋暫時都係即係要等律政司嗰邊研究啲案情咯。係，唔該曬。
Andrew, you have any follow-up questions on this?
我都理解，咁但其實你個上訴期得21日嘅啫喎，咁有冇上訴？其實你哋應該知道個答案。當然，可能唔答得嘅，但係我 suppose 你哋應該決定咗有冇上訴喎。咁如果唔答得嘅，就咁我同翻啲街坊講話，其實我哋冇辦法知道呢個答案咁樣。
See Tiffany.
Thank you, Chairman. 其實關於呢個議程咧，我係想講就係、是，其實咧都有好多講法，就是、其實未有香港咧已經有薄扶林村呢一個講法嘅。咁亦薄扶林村亦都係即係基本上係首次香港有一個即係歷史遺跡入選去呢一個嘅。scheme 嘅一條村啦，其實薄扶林村對於香港嚟講係十分之重要。其實講緊係1819年啊，嘉慶年間已經係新安縣志邊已經有記載薄扶林村呢一個嘅地方。我明白各個部門咧都有即係自己嘅權責啦，因為當我哋譬如平時去處理唔同嘅規劃問題嘅時候咧，每個部門都會話啊，根據即係渠務處就係負責渠，水務處負責水，跟住地政總署就負責契咁樣。咁但係咧呢一堆冷冰冰嘅回覆咧，我諗。在座好多個處理個規劃問題嘅議員都見過好多好多次㗎啦，但係講緊係而家每個規劃都係牽連住香港唔同唔同持份者嘅命脈啊，以至係一啲集體回憶啊、歷史價值啊等等，所以我好希望咧喺度即係state 翻個立場先，就係、是、希望每個部門去回應嘅時候都可以將呢一堆嘅考慮都可以納入。你哋唔同部門嘅權責範圍裏面啦，咁樣，同埋我想問，其實而家各個部門有冇即係淨係純粹去跟你哋負責嗰 part 啊，定係其實有冇本身自己嘅立場嘅？多謝主席。
Anybody else any queries on this? If not, to me this is always a very strange situation. We have a road clearly earmarked on the outline zoning plan.Which you can see right here, and that road goes basically through the village. And by now, this is a very well established village. Now, either the government cleans it out, removes people, gives them compensation, develops the site the way they had intended, or they kind of respect the village and let it flourish. And this has become apparent in the last sessions of this district council.Where we were looking at drainage. Every time we have to fix the drainage, there was no proper drainage, there's no proper sewerage in the village. And so there's lots of issues there, but we keep spending money. So I think government has to be very clear. What are you going to do with Pokfulam Village? if you go left, then resume the land, give people the money, fix it up, and redevelop it. If you go right, allow people to stay, fix the drainage, fix the sewage, make sure people can live there properly. But this half-half situation, I believe, is highly inappropriate. So I'd like to get feedback from our government departments, and then if there's no further questions, then we'll try to do a conclusion, where and I'll make some proposal to the members. Vincent, any...
多謝主席。咁想好有少少嘅補充啦。咁薄扶林村喺我哋嘅分區計劃大綱草圖上面呢，就係劃作咗做鄉村式發展嘅。咁個規劃意向呢，主要都係提供返土地保留現有嘅鄉村。咁而家政府喺現階段呢，就未有計劃清拆薄扶林村或者檢視薄扶林村嘅長遠發展嘅。咁我嘅補充係到呢度咁多。多謝主席。
Okay, then any response from Lands Department on this? What are your long-term plans for this area?
因為其實依件案件咧，即係都進入咗司法程序啦。咁我即係暫時就不宜再即係透露即係我哋即係政府嗰方面喺呢方面下一步嘅行動係點樣。咁但係我只能夠講就係到目前為止咧，其實我哋就因為都未收到牛奶公司有進一步嘅佢哋嘅提議或者建議，咁所以咧我哋喺呢方面咧就即係亦都冇需要再即係暫時喺呢一個階段咧冇嘢可以跟進佢哋，即係你話將來嘅道路係點樣行，咁我哋喺呢方面係即係冇嘢可以跟進嘅，直至到佢哋即係有其他嘅建議書啊咁樣申請咁樣，係唔該曬。
Let me just tighten up my question to you, as everybody wants to know. What do you want to do with this land? What is your plan for the Pok Fu Lam village area? Do you want to go left or right? Do you want to develop, resume the lands, or do you want to leave it as is and fix it up? I mean, one way or the other way, what do you want to do?
在地政署的立場呢，其實即我們如果說薄扶林村呢，我們都會根據長遠的規劃去即去 implement 我們 的一些即 proposal。 咁所以而家目前根據規劃署佢都係一個即鄉村的即鬆靈啦，咁所以我們呢方面我們沒有其他的補充，唔該。
Can we just follow up? Because what do you mean? Like, you have no plans to, so you're going to leave it a village zone and then leave it as it is? I think we're going to go around the room in a minute. What do you mean? I think everybody's wondering what you're saying.
Because actually, we are now in the Pok Fu Lam Village, and it's now in the一啲發展啦，咁即係都係根據翻佢而家OCP 嘅即係鄉村規劃嘅用途，咁我哋暫時冇任何嘅即係意向去改變佢嘅用途咯，喺呢一刻。
Okay, but the GIC zone next to the Pok Fu Lam village zone is very clearly marked, and that's full of temporary structures, and basically it's part of the village. So what you consider the village is just the Pok Fu Lam village zone.But the area that's been talked about and where we have road access are all these areas that are right next to it. There's the GIZ zones. But they are in fact part of the village. So are you going to clear them up or are you going to turn that into GIC and road or not?
是，多謝主席。大家看到個畫面上面是有幾個所謂 GIC, 即是政府社區及機構用地啦，咁我而家手頭上就暫時冇資料喺度嘅，咁但係當然啦，如果佢會有落實的話，咁我相關部門都會話，我哋都會接受收到一啲相關嘅所謂 development proposal， 咁假如需要即係要做的話，咁我哋都會因應翻OCP 佢上面嘅要求，我哋去睇翻嗰個去 assess 翻嗰個development proposal 咯。多謝主席。
All right, there's some members who have also questions. Philip，
各位主席。想問少少資料性嘅問題嘅，咁啊裁決唔講得啦，咁但係其實因為本身應該係牛奶公司入咗個申請俾地政，就話想起條路先嘅，咁可唔可以透露少少資料，就係 根據裁決前牛奶公司所交的申請，那條路會牽涉薄扶林村多少的土地，在哪個位置，那地政總署初步收到個申請的時候有沒有做一些基本的 評估、啊、可不可以提供這方面資料呢？謝謝。
I think that's a good question. It should be answered right away. Do we have a map, a plan showing the intended alignment of that route, and can we show that on the screen? Is that available?
我想我而家就冇呢一个资料喺手嘅。系啦，咁至于其实咧，佢哋有冇一个好实质嘅建议，或者系影响边一啲路？其实当其时佢只系话想申请。即係牛奶公司淨係話想申請一條路，咁但係咧一啲我哋應該係未去到一啲好具體細節嘅位，咁所以咧如果有依方面嘅資料咧，咁我就會後補充啦。咁如果即係我哋翻到去即係再檢視一下啦。
Okay, so the assumption that that road alignment would be similar to the road alignment on the OZP is not necessarily correct. It could be different.
其實對，即係根據我哋嘅理解咧，其實對方亦都冇一啲好實質嘅路嘅建議嘅，咁但係我哋可以翻去再 check 下，會後再補充。唔該你。
All right, wonderful. Let's just make sure we get that plan from you as soon as possible, circulate it, and leave this agenda item open for the progress report. But I know Kevin has questions, and I believe that we move on.
係唔該主席。我意見同你阿主席講嘅差唔多嘅，就係話就針對翻薄扶林村頭先處方所答嘅，可能只係針對翻同個官司有關嘅嗰塊地。咁但係咧，我哋講緊嘅薄扶林村其實係一個比較廣義少少嘅一個範圍啦。即係除咗喺地圖上面顯示嘅薄扶林村之外嘅話咧，周邊嘅發展將來咧會係點樣咧？如果將來政府現時未有一個長遠方案的話，短期的話應該是做很多的一個改善措施才是，渠務又好，道路又好，其他的種種基建或者是跟日常生活有關的都是應該做一些改善。以往的話我們議會都有做過不少，但是那個問題就會見到剛才我們同事袁家衛都有提及過，就是部門之間的協調是做得很差的，因為以往都見過牽涉的部門越多呢，那個協調就越差的。這個我希望就部門那邊呢，如果它未有一個長遠規劃的話，應該呢是加強做回一個叫做短期的一些改善措施，那個協調功夫要做得好一點。另一個呢跟這個相關，但不是 exactly 在這個位置，其實呢同樣性質的問題在新圍村舊圍村都有的。新圍村舊圍村那些居民一路呢都有反映回他們不知道將來他們的命運是怎樣的，究竟五年之後那條村會不會還在這裡呢？十年、廿年之後的規劃定位又是怎樣呢？政府如果未有這一類的長遠規劃的話，是不是應該做多些改善功夫去做呢？這個呢我希望就不同的部門呢都可以回應啦，即除了可能規劃署、地政署之外的話，民政署是不是應該做多些這方面的協調功夫呢？謝謝。
Kevin, which question do you like to be answered today? Which one at the next meeting?
剛才都有講及到，即係在薄扶林村呢邊咧，佢哋未有一個長遠嘅規劃啦。咁但係就我希望民政處啦，即係因為牽涉到一啲協調嘅功夫咧，就似乎居民咧都有唔少嘅一個意見啦。即係似乎問題出現咗啦，渠務問題，跟住渠務處就去處理啦。咁但係往往咧，淨係靠渠務處一個部門去處理，處理唔到嘅。咁可能牽涉到其他啲部門，渠務署一定要同地政署嗰邊去聯繫啦。咁兩個部門之間，我哋議會經常都講就初嚟初去，唔知初到幾時啦。咁往往係需要另一個部門，嗰、那個部門就係民政署啦。咁民政署我希望咧就係可以做多啲功夫啦。另一個咧就係新圍村、舊圍村嗰度咧，我都希望咧有個明確嘅答覆俾我哋嘅。唔該。
Okay, I suggest that we take those items into the progress report and get reports on that in the future, Kevin, for San Bajun and Kawajun. Carl.
唔該主席，其實我想跟進翻頭先阿 Philip 嗰個問題啊，因為頭先阿 Philip 就問啊，咁即係話公司嗰邊有冇話最後佢哋申請其實係即係講緊個規劃嘅路線係點樣咧？咁即係處方就啱啱就講話即係暫時未有資料啦。咁但係其實我哋睇翻阿林德和議員去入嗰份文件咧，佢第一條問題其實就已經有問到嘅咯。第一條問題就係相關政府部門能否提供1956年6月6日的建築平面圖、分區計劃大綱草圖。 地段索引图及申请人最后入纸的走线图。咁其实入咗纸入咗文件咁耐，点解到今日开会都仲系依然未有相关嘅资料可以答到咧？呢度我唔系好明白啊，唔该晒。
Alright, that's a specific question. The planning department, lands department, why have you not provided us the plans that are requested?
首先即係講返呢頭先講嗰個建築平面圖啦，即係嗰個 layout plan， 我哋呢就已經提供咗㗎啦。咁呢分區大綱草圖應該據我所知規劃處都提供咗啦。咁地段索引圖我哋應該都俾咗一個即係位置圖議員嘅。咁至於呢走線圖呢，其實根據我即係頭先我所講啦，其實係冇一個好正式嘅走線圖，因為呢政府個立場之前喺單官司，大家都可能即係睇得好清楚嗰個判詞，就係政府都唔同意即係對方牛奶公司係喺個契裏面係可以 entitle 有依、這個即係呢個路嘅，係啦。咁所以即係當其時就即係基本上政府就已經唔同意呢一件事。咁喺個契度，咁所以即係至於後話就係究竟嗰個走線係點樣，其實即係起碼呢樣嘢要即係達到一個共識，或者係政府同意咗，咁先至會有之後對方申請，然之後我哋再去做一啲諮詢啊，或者係做一啲即係問部門意見嘅嘢。咁所以喺呢個階段咧，就即係冇其他補充咯。唔該曬。
Alright, that's clear, Angus.
我啱啱就住你嗰個答法有少少位唔明嘅，就係因為即係啱啱都聽見咧，就係話即係你政府就由頭到尾都本身就唔同意呢個做法噶啦，咁所以咧就即係嗰啲圖咧都冇噶啦。咁但係其實佢交過嚟嗰個申請 suppose 有張圖，咁起碼都可以睇翻佢俾你嗰張圖啊嘛。因為其實我相信而家件事就係、是、都已經即係你又係咁話進入咗法律程序啦，咁樣咁都明嘅。咁但係就起碼有一啲嘅位係關乎到一啲規劃嘅問題啦，呢啲都係其實啱啱 Andrew 講好多都係關乎到居民嗰個新計嘅問題嘅時候，我覺得起碼都有一個預想出嚟，係話咗俾大家知道啊，到底佢話之後要整條行車通道，到底大概係點樣樣嘅，個形態係點樣樣嘅，往中間一嘢叉過去啊，定係喺側邊開條路咁樣咧？咁即係呢一方面嘅嘢咧？個資料咧就有啲欠奉咯，咁所以就呢度睇下你可唔可以提供翻，即係一開始，即係牛奶公司入嗰個圖，即係我諗佢哋入申請都會入圖，唔會淨係申請話啊，我想開條路咁樣幾隻字咁噶嘛，係嘛？嚇，多謝主席。
I just look around the room. If there's, I think we have milked the cow. If there's any more questions on this one, I'll just.Go back to government department and then try to conclude. Yeah, so any final comments from the three departments? Physical.
I want to add no special comments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Lance, any further?
I have no special comments.
Thank
我哋公務工程拓展處冇其他補充啦，多謝主席。
Okay, so if I can conclude is then that we're deeply concerned about what's sorry, I got a Chinese in my headset. My own Chinese is in the headset. Sorry about that. I think the wrong channel was used by the translator. So just to conclude, I mean, Andrew Islam's point is very fair. We need some clarity about the whole dairy farm application. What is the alignment of the road? What is the intention then for the land involved? And we'd like to have a report on that at our next meeting if the government cannot provide a meeting, a response in the meantime. Otherwise, latest, your response, please, by in our next meeting. Then the second conclusion I'd like to draw is the proposal by Kevin.For Sinwatun and Kabatun, they're going to be part of our progress report, and that we're going to get a very clear intent expressed by government. What is the plan for these areas? And similarly for Pokphulam Village, although this particular road may be technically falling outside the Pokphulam Village, by all its intents and purposes, it is that the squatter area and the village which is now currently shown GIC is actually part of Pokfulam Village. These people feel that they're part of Pokfulam Village. And we need from the government a very clear expression, what are you going to do? What is the future of this land? And then for CDD, it becomes very clear. You need that clarity because we need to know what are you going to do in terms of sewage, drainage? What are you going to do to make sure that this place is safe, habitable, sustainable? And we need to know that. If there's no clear plan and intention of the government, we keep having all these open drains, sewage running through the storm drains. We're going to have flooding issues and continuously be doing all kind of sellotape solutions but no real infrastructural solution, and that's not good for people living there. So government needs to go left or right on this topic, and we want that clarity from you at the next meeting on what the plans are. So if members are happy with my conclusion, then the item is done. Thank you very much.